Hey guys, welcome to the number 242 ever episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn, and today we are back with another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. In today's episode, we are going to be recapping the Wizards' victory over the Detroit Pistons. I mean, dominating victory over the Detroit Pistons. But then recap their very disappointing loss against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then another very disappointing loss at home against the Sacramento Kings, as well as talking about Xavier Cooks, who made his debut last game against the Kings, the NBL MVP. We'll see what he can do for the Wizards. We'll kind of break that down here. And then, of course, preview their matchup tonight against the Orlando Magic. Hope you guys do enjoy this episode. If you do, subscribe, follow, share, view. Let's not waste any time here. Let's get into this.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn.
Porter can't find anybody. He gives it to Wall. Working against Bradley for three.
Oh, he's Troy Brown Jr. finding Beal. Beal puts it up and in. And the Wizards take the lead.
So let's begin the episode here by recapping the Wizards' victory over the Detroit Pistons. And this was an expected victory to the point where the Wizards were playing Johnny Davis in the second quarter. It was just one of those kind of games. And, I actually don't blame the Wizards for playing, Johnny Davis on the matchup, because why wouldn't you, right? 19 minutes, 11 points, 5 rebounds, a career game for Johnny Davis. He's dealt with injuries. He's had to go in and out of the G League. He's been a disappointment for the number 10 overall pick, to say the least, but it was very great to see him have some action. He could have shot a little bit more efficiently, especially from 3, but I think it was great to see Johnny Davis in the action and then see Danny Avdia being a very productive player, cutting to the paint, getting back to that double-digit point mark, and I'd like to see Danny Avdia consistently do this. But then this is one of those games where the Wizards could just pour it on. They led by 18 at half, ended up winning at the end of the first quarter, ended up winning by 20 points. But this is one of those games where Beal was Beal, right? 36 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, plus 38, plus minus. I repeat, the Wizards outscored the Detroit Pistons by an astounding 38 points when Bradley Beal was on the court. Just something interesting to think about. 13 of 15 from the field, 4 of 6 from downtown. Great game from the real deal, Twisted Steel. Porzingis and Kispert added on their contributions. Kispert's been playing really good basketball recently. It's been great to see him have that role. Monte Morris, great game there. 8 boards for Monte Morris. Very good stat line, 60% for the field. Overall, a very good performance from the Wizards. Despite bad 3-point shooting, they were able to shoot 52% from the field, and they were able to get the win. Just something concerning, though, because when you go against a lackluster 3-point defense like Detroit's, you got to have some 3-pointers. And the Wizards only had 2 guys with 2 or more 3-pointers, and only had 3 guys that made a 3-pointer. Period. So they do have to work on that, to say the least. All right, let's move on there. The Wizards were able to take the dub. Killian Hayes tried everything he can, but it's still Killian Hayes, and it is still the Detroit Pistons. Here, Washington Wizards, Cleveland Cavaliers. This one in Cleveland. I was unfortunately not able to see much of this game, because my dog actually just recently passed away. She was in the hospital, so I wasn't able to see these last 2 games. I was only able to see the highlights and stuff after that, but I do overall have kind of a consensus of what I think about these games, and this one was just a disaster of gargantuan proportions. Kyle Kuzma, 2 words. I don't know where he was in the game. 7 points, 2 rebounds in 25 minutes. Only 7 field goal attempts for Kuzma. I don't know why he was so timid and not to attempt those shots. The Cavs are such a well-rounded team, and you could see that on Instagram Live tonight, play-by-play sports broadcasting camps. I'm going to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight on there. But Evan Mobley, 20 points. Darius Garland, 20 points, 24 points. Donovan Mitchell, 20 points. All of them shot really efficiently. They ended up shooting as a team 55% from the field. And, they got a big contribution from Caris LeVert off the bench. And overall, Cleveland played a well-rounded game. While the Wizards weren't really able to generate offense, Beal was 8 of 18 from the field. Johnny Davis wasn't able to have the same production in 19 minutes this time, just 4 points. Kispert still had double digits because Kispert is him. That's what it's come to these days. Monte Morris did knock down a few three-pointers. But overall, this is just one of those games where the Wizards couldn't put the biscuit in the basket. And I guess that's a hockey saying. They couldn't put the ball in the hoop, all right? And even if they did, Cleveland was scoring at a rapid rate anyway. This is one of those games where it was a combination of Cleveland being good and the Wizards being bad, and it got Cleveland the win. Now over here to the Wizards-Kings game, and this one was disappointing. It was. This was one of those games where even though Sacramento is such a great offense, you thought maybe you can stay in it a little bit, just a little bit, right? And, you know, Kyle Kuzma did everything he can. You know, we went from where's Kyle Kuzma to Kyle Kuzma is him, it seems like right now. 33.7 rebounds for Kyle Kuzma. You know, this is an interesting game because, you know, the Wizards were without Kristaps Porzingis. So, you know, it was really hard to generate points in the paint. I'm kind of disappointed in that aspect on how Daniel Gafford played. That was a little concerning to me. Just want to point that out. And Bradley Beal didn't really shoot that efficiently. Wasn't really carrying the offense the way I thought he could have. And yeah, the Wizards only had 3 double-digit point-per-game scores. Of course, one of those is Corey Kispert, because I don't really know what to say. Corey Kispert is like the best basketball player on the entire planet over these past few games. But all jokes aside, you know, this is a game where the Kings could not stop scoring. I'm talking Terrence Davis, 21, Malik Monk, 17, Keegan Murray, 19, De'Aaron Fox had just 12, but Sabonis, what a stat line, 30 points, 10 assists, 9 rebounds, just one short of a triple-double, kind of like Giannis Antetokounmpo. He couldn't cheese that one against the Wizards. He couldn't get it. Sabonis also couldn't get that rebound, and then Harrison Barnes had it on double digits. A lot of double-digit point scores, 6 double-digit point scores for Sacramento over in over in Washington. They just had 3. That was kind of the difference there. Double. You know, Wizards offense wasn't actually terrible. Jordan Goodwin had some production. Johnny Davis wasn't really that good, even though he did put up 4 points. But something I did like to see was Jay Huff coming out there. You know, 6 minutes as a center, 5 points, 3 boards. It was nice to see Denny Avdija have 11 boards as well. And then Xavier Cooks didn't make his Wizards debut. Didn't really do much. 0 points, 2 rebounds, but a +8 in those 6 minutes. A great game there from Xavier Cooks in the time that he did play. I think the Wizards are trying to ease him in because from a talent perspective, they know he's going to be one of the most talented players on this team. He was an NBL MVP, was leading his team to championship games year after year after year, won finals MVP last year. And Xavier Cooks coming, did not attempt a shot. Even though he's not a great three-point shooter, I think he will be really dominant in the paint, and he's got a really good handle. He's a decent passer, so I think it will be interesting to see how the Wizards do use him. And, yeah, especially if the Wizards start to get out of playoff contention, you know, since he's on a multi-year deal, I would not be surprised to see Xavier Cooks, you know, kind of play a decent amount of time here for the Washington Wizards. But overall, they lose 2 out of the 3 games that we did cover here, and I'd say the Wizards are in trouble. You know, I think I'd say that to say the least, because this is a team now that is 2 games out of the play-in, out of the 10 seed, as the 11th seed right now. So, you know, you got to look. 538, a great statistical website, gives the Wizards a 5% chance of winning an NBA championship and less than a 0.1% chance of winning the NBA Finals, even though they do have a $251 million mega superstar max, whatever you want to call Bradley Beal. So the Wizards only have a 5% chance to make the playoffs. So while it seems low, just 2 games out of the play-in tournament, it makes sense. Not only do they need to catch some ground for a team that's lost 5 out of 6 games, not only do they have to do that, but then they're going to have to win, unless they make a miracle run here to end the season, 2 straight games against very competitive basketball clubs like Atlanta, Chicago. Teams have been playing competitive ball, maybe even Miami. Teams have been playing competitive ball and have proven to be able to play competitive ball this time of year in the past. So I don't see the Wizards making the playoffs unless they really start to get things going and start to play the way that they did play going in to the All-Star break. And, you know, maybe this is an opportunity playing the Orlando Magic. Kyle Kuzma is out, Jonathan Isaac, Jalen Suggs out for the Orlando Magic. And in this matchup, you know, actually, I'm not going to say that yet. We got to go to the starting lineups first. I'm not going to say we have winning yet. For the Washington Wizards, it is going to look like Monte Morris, Bradley Beal with Kyle Kuzma out. Looks like it's going to be Corey Kispert filling in that starting spot with the way he's been playing recently. Kristaps Porzingis and Daniel Gafford at the center. For Orlando, it's going to be Markel Fultz, Gary Harris, Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero, and Wendell Carter Jr. In this game, Wizards fans, it's not going to be a fun one. I got the Magic winning 119-116, starting off with my Coburn's catch. And I think the Magic will win this game because of the Wizards' lack of defensive play. The Wizards have allowed nearly 116 points per game since March 8th, and this isn't a team whose offense is so dominant to offset that. The Wizards are 5-24 when allowing 115 points or more, but 27-13 when they don't. So it comes down to their defensive play. And while I'm not that fond of Orlando's bottom five statistical offense, I do think they do have guys like Paolo Banchero, Gary Harris, and Cole Anthony, and they could score the ball at will, and they could score the ball well enough to offset what the statistics say. Call me crazy, but I think the Wizards get their sixth loss in seven games, making this deficit to the postseason even bigger. Surprising statement, and I think Johnny Davis will have his second double-digit point scoring game of his career. Davis is seemingly getting more and more minutes, and he's gotten 10-plus minutes in his last three games, and what we saw from him against Detroit the other night was very intriguing. With Kyle Kuzma out, Davis will have a strong role off the bench, and I think he will run the second unit alongside with DeLon Wright and Denny Avdia, and Wright and Avdia will kind of be the primary ball handlers, while Davis will play off-ball to get open shots, he'll cut to the basket, make a lot of winning basketball plays. I think Davis has his best NBA game yet of his career, even though the Wizards still do come short of a victory. Spread time, I don't think that yet. The Magic are 1.5-point favorites. That's a Vegas thing. Over under 225. Would pick the over. Would pick the Magic. Magic minus 1.5 would be my spread. Over under 230. Still got the over. Still got Orlando. Fantasy outlook, and I got Paolo Banchero getting 50-60 fantasy points, and then the Wizards' two best players, Bradley Beal and Kristaps Porzingis, each getting 50-55 fantasy points, and then Cole Anthony 40-50 fantasy points. What punctuation do you put on that percentage? And I think ESPN giving the Magic a 60.8% chance of winning is a little high. I completely understand that the Wizards have lost five of their last six games while allowing over 115 points per game since March 8th, but they still have a ton of talent, especially offensively, and the Magic aren't in the playoff conversation either. I think it should be more like 53% in favor of the Magic, or maybe even 52, maybe even a 50-50 split, but not this high. I give this percentage a question mark. And last but certainly not least, who you got? I think Kristaps Porzingis will have a great game tonight. Orlando lacks height in the paint, so I see Porzingis staying away from the perimeter and taking most of his shots in the paint. I think he uses that hook shot that is very dominant and difficult for Orlando to stop. And because of that hook shot and because of his ability in the paint, this game is tight, even though Orlando still just come away with the victory. I got Porzingis finishing with 28 points, 13 boards, 5 assists, 1 steal, 3 blocks, 10 of 15, 66.67% of his field goals, 2 of 5, 40% from downtown, 6 of 7, 85.7% from the free throw line, nearly a 50-40-90 game, 4 fouls for Porzingis, 2 turnovers, overall a good game, but not good enough for the Wizards to get a win. Hope you guys did enjoy this episode. If you did, subscribe, follow, share, and view. There's a lot of coverage coming up here on Wiz Talk with Chase with the playoffs creeping around. And, you know, by the way, watch out. I do want to say in this game to a guy that could have a great game. Just watch out for watch out for Gary Harris, because he is a guy that can really score the ball when he wants to. Just kind of depends on if he's hot that day or not. So, you know, if he's hot and if he's scoring the ball at a high rate, I would be a little concerned if I'm the Wizards, and I think they would have to guard Gary Harris really well in this matchup, but I think that would be a very concerning thing here for the Wizards. But I do think they will lose this game. I do think it's starting to get to that point where maybe you consider trying to tank and get a good lottery pick for a guy like Victor Wembanyama, Scoota Henderson, Brandon Miller, guys like that in this year's NBA draft, but we will have to wait and see. Speaking of some of those guys like Brandon Miller, Alabama is still in March Madness. We have a ton of March Madness coverage. Cool Sports Newsletter, ChaseSportsNews.com, Cool Sports Network, and most importantly, on my show with Matthew Heiserman, Jacob Muncy, and SoFlo Sports YouTube channel host Ryan Schlesinger. We have our own show. Link to that in the description. We're going to be filming that one. That's going to be live, it looks like, on Thursday afternoon, so you don't want to miss that. NFL coverage, a bunch of stuff over there. So you do not want to miss all that stuff. Links to all my social media stuff and all my podcast websites in the description. Hope you guys did enjoy this episode. If you did, subscribe, follow, share, and view. Go Xavier Cooks. Go Johnny Davis. Go these young guys. Go Wizards, even though I don't think they'll get to win tonight. And hope you guys did enjoy this episode. If you did, subscribe, follow, share, and view. And of course, as always, I'll see you guys next time. Peace.